Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Built for Tough Offensive Line of the Week recognizes the NFL's toughest offensive lines. The winner is announced every Wednesday afternoon at NFL.com/Ford. Week one winner was the Rams. Week two winner was the Falcons. And joining us right now to talk about that and the Giants offensive line that's not winning any awards these days, that's Anthony Munoz, Boomer Buddy, Hall of Famer, one of the great guys that I have come across, and very excited to talk to him. Anthony, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am doing great. How you guys doing this morning?
We're great, Anthony. First, let's get this out of the way. How was the reunion last week?
Well, we missed you, Boomer. I don't know if you got the photo from the guys. They sent you an endearing, warm photo. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got all that stuff. But I heard a couple comments coming from you too, by the way, I might add.
A couple. I have about six or seven. I couldn't believe you big-timed us, man. We missed you, our leader.
Yeah, I didn't big-time anybody. I actually have to work in the morning the next day. You guys are lunatics. I don't think any of you guys work.
Honestly, we missed you. I mean, a reunion of that team is not complete with our leader, man. I tell you what. You're the best, and we did miss you. It was a great time. Of course, we missed our two leaders, you and Sam. We were looking forward to that reunion alone, you and Sam being together.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Sam got stuck down in South Carolina because of the hurricane and everything. I miss it, and Mike Norseth kept me up on everything. So, anyway, I'm glad you guys got together. So, I know you're here representing Ford in the offensive line of the week, and the Rams had a great week one, had a great week two for that matter, too, and the Falcons finally bounced back last week. You know, Anthony, here I've been trying to talk about the Giants' offensive line. Now, this is a new system. They went out and got a new left tackle in Nate Solder. They spent a lot of money on him, and they have really struggled the first 2 weeks. Give Giant fans a reason as to why an offensive line like the Giants, you got a lot of guys in new places, a couple new faces on this offensive line, would struggle as much as they have the first 2 weeks of the season.
Well, first of all, Boom, I've had a chance to watch several kind of clips on different plays for that offensive line, and to me, it takes cohesiveness. It takes working together. I mean, you know, I always use our line, for instance. I played next to a guy, Bruce Reimers, for about 7-8 years. I mean, when you have a chance not only to play next to a guy for that long, but for next to guys like, you know, Kazurski and Montoya and Walter for that long, you know each other. You know when they're running TEs with scrapes. You know when the backer comes up and they're slanting and they're you know, pulling stunts. You know that you have to be able to switch off. You can't be confused. I see a lot of confusion when they're working together as a line, and then when they're working together with the back, it's just like, oh, I thought you had him, I had him, and you see them passing guys off and nobody picking them up. So to me, it seems like there's a lot of confusion on exactly who has to work with who, and when you're working with someone. And I can say I continue to watch offensive lines, you know, the last several years, and I see a lot of that, especially up the middle, where guys, they get their heads mired into the guy over them, and they don't see the guy looping or slanting, and therefore they miss guys, and guys are coming free. And I see that happening with this Giants offensive line. There seems to be a lot of confusion where you have to keep that separation. And we always talked about you double-team the down guy with your hands, but you have to look at the second level with your eyes, and that gives you the opportunity to pick guys up when they're slanting and looping. And I see that being a problem right now, and especially, like you said, paying a lot of money for a left tackle who, you know, is had an excellent career. And then I see that a lot with this team.
Well, the next question is, how quickly can it be fixed? Is this something that we're going to be watching for most of the season, or do you believe that there are some quick fixes?
Well, I think that the fix is working on it over and over and over. As you know, I mean, one of the things we did is you have to walk through over and over and over, and it's not just a matter of rolling out of bed, then you're going to pick it up. It takes repetition. So it's one of those things that it can be cured. It's just getting to know the guys next to you, knowing the system and knowing the game plan. I mean, that's the whole thing. Are you studying it hard enough and long enough to where it becomes second nature? And if you feel your guy going inside and there's nobody outside of you, you know that somebody's going to be looping around him, so you got to pass it off. So I think it's something that when you have veteran players like that, and Nate's been around and Flowers has been around, they have to get it done because, I mean, they've been around and they should know it, so it's just going to take repetition. So I believe it can be cured, but it's got to come down to hard work, mental study, and as you know, working together. For those, I know I talk a lot about it, but, you know, we had a quarterback in Boomer Esiason that he studied the game plan so well, it held us accountable that we better be on that same page and know exactly what's going to happen if that defense has changed and we're going to go to another play. And that's what these guys have to do. And I'm not saying they're not studying hard enough and they don't know it, but it appears that there's a lot of confusion. It can be corrected.
You're here listening to Anthony Munoz, my former teammate. You know, he's a 9-time first-team All-Pro, one of the best, if not the best, left tackles in the history of football. He's here with the Bill Ford Tough Offensive Line of the Week. You know, Anthony, I can tell when a quarterback is lacking confidence. I can tell when a wide receiver who's dropping balls continually lacks confidence. How do you tell whether or not an offensive line truly has confidence in what they're trying to do? Are there like attributes that you look for? Is it footwork? Is it just is a guy leaning too far forward? What is it that we can look at to see that this thing is actually starting to improve?
Well, I think when you are overflowing with confidence, you know exactly what. I mean, you play a lot more physical. You can just tell by what you do how much confidence you have or how much confidence you don't have. You become really hesitant when you don't have that confidence. You know, and that was the great thing about what we did as an offense. I believe that we had so much confidence. You got to go out and just be physical. And I think you can notice that when you don't have a lot of confidence. So I think it's a hesitancy. And you can tell by the body language, the body motion, and what they're doing. And it's just part of it. I mean, it's, you know, when you get – and a lot of times you need to over-prepare and just – we would call it, if you remember, we would call it chasing ghosts. Oh, they did this, you know, back 5 years ago. So, but be prepared for that. I mean, because that might – you know, they might bring that back. And I think that's what happens is when you are over-prepared and you're so well-prepared, you don't have that hesitancy. I mean, you play a lot more physical, and so that's what I would look at with this offensive line.
Anthony, the Giants made a lot of decisions to support Eli Manning in the offseason in this part of his career, said he had a couple of really good years left, and they believed in him. Early on, it's very hard to see that this offense is going to realize its potential. When you watch Eli Manning at this stage of his career, do you believe that this is a guy that's still capable of taking this team to the playoffs and doing the things that Giants management and ownership believes he can still do?
Well, you know, again, if I was to watch him and I'd see him, he was clean all game, and then he was still making mistakes, then I might question that. I haven't had a chance to watch him a lot at the beginning of the season, but I know the last several years, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, Joe Montana or Tom Brady or Boomer Esiason, if they're getting hit every other play and they can't, you know, if he gives it to a stud running back and they're getting hit before they get to the line of scrimmage, I don't know if you can totally evaluate, you know, does he still have gas in the tank? Does he not? I think if he's getting protected and he's making mistakes, I mean, he's got some pretty good athletes around him and, you know, in wide receiver and running back, then I would say, okay, maybe you start looking to somebody else. But I think it's tough when you're getting hit and you don't have time to throw and you're not getting anything on the running game because they go hand in hand, and it's going to help you out as a quarterback, if that makes sense.
This is why, yeah, it makes sense. This is why I love Anthony. He's always taking care of the quarterback, even Eli Manning, and yeah, he didn't even block for him. You know, Anthony, I love you, man. I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Get off the air. It's like, if we ever got intercepted or got sacked, our quarterback held it too long.
It was always my fault, and Max Montoya would make me know it. He would always remind me. All right, man, listen, the NFL Ford offensive line, Ford Tough offensive line of the week. It's at NFL.com/Ford. You can go there and vote for it. Anthony, always a great talking to you, and thank you for the updates, and we'll see you around the corner, all right?
Hey, guys, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on. Talk a little O-line about this award that Ford is doing once again. And And as we know, I mean, quarterbacks, you guys get a lot of credit, a lot of notoriety, but it's good to finally not only recognize one, but the entire offensive line through the Built for Tough offensive line of the week. So, guys, thank you very much.
Yeah, and hopefully, and thank you, Anthony. It's great to hear from you. Hopefully the Giants will win one of these weeks. Probably
all righty,
not. Yeah, hopefully they will. There's nice. Anthony Munoz, Hall of Famer, Boomer's Hall of Fame left tackle, and one of the great guys that the NFL has produced.
We used to call him the eraser. You know, we put him on whoever over there, and then the other four guys would work in concert with one another. But he's right. And I was trying to tell you this the other day. You know, offensive linemen have to stay in the same plane. They got to stay together, and they got to trust each other. And right now, I think there's a little – the lack of trust comes from just a lack of doing it together, and that's why he's saying repetition is the most important thing for this offensive line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.